Hey you, I got a question for you. What are you doing in June? Specifically, the 10th to the 14th. Well, if you're wondering why I'm asking you this, it's because I've got my next Mexico retreat happening in Tulum in Mexico for 4 nights, 5 days this June. Now, this whole event will be like being my best friend because we're going to be hanging out in 5-star luxury. This retreat is all about embodiment. It's about rapid growth using transformational human design and at the same time, living in the lap of luxury. So spend 5 days with me in an intimate setting, discovering your purpose, sitting poolside, having deep conversations and connecting with like-minded people who will become your lifelong friends. And honestly, it's like being my best friend for a week. So if you're curious, it's important that you know if you join before April 22nd, you'll get 1 month free in HDX. And the next 4 people who join are going to get a free 60-minute unpack session with one of my extraordinary coaches. Sound good? Well, it really is that good. At the end of the day, I want to spend this time with you deep diving into your human design while having the greatest transformations and breakthroughs of your life. And let's be honest, probably mine too. See you in Tulum.
Hey everyone, and welcome to the Human Design Podcast with me, your host, Emma Dunwoody. I'm a qualified master coach and human behavior specialist, as well as being a qualified human design coach. And I work with clients every single day to answer the big questions. Who am I? Why am I here? And what is my purpose? I also assist them to transition from the person they think they should be to the person they really are on the inside. I teach people how to actually live their design instead of just knowing it. And if this is something that you want to do too, well, stay tuned or reach out for private coaching or Human Design Unpacks, where I show you exactly how to live your design.
Hey, hey, and welcome to today's podcast. I'm so pumped to be here. I'm super excited to share today's exercise with you. So this is something that I've been doing for a while since being introduced or since learning my human design and going down my human design rabbit hole. So I'm going to share an exercise with you in this podcast, which is super cool. So go and get yourself a piece of paper and a pen and make sure that you have a bit of time because I'm going to give you some information, but especially if you've got a defined solar plexus, you're going to need a few runs at this. So get out your piece of paper and a pen for you to take notes. Now, before we get in, I really, I want to just ask you, and I know you can't answer me, but I just want to ask you, how was your Christmas? I'm getting so much feedback from clients. I am actually taking a break. However, I did pack 1 full day of all my private clients yesterday. And there was this resounding story of a beautiful yet simplistic Christmas, where people had, after such a crazy year, and here in Sydney specifically as well, we've had another lockdown. So, and I know in the States it's crazy and in Europe it's crazy. So pretty much all the clients that I spoke to, they were being affected in some way by, further lockdowns. And after the year that we've had, it was so lovely to hear story after story of a much loved and enjoyed Christmas. And it was really often enjoyed because it was stripped back. The pressure and the stress and the, having to live up to expectations or forcing yourself to, create this amazing day. All of those things kind of fell away. And instead, we find ourselves in smaller groups and simplifying that whole Christmas experience. And I know for us, we had a beautiful day. It actually occurred to me as I put the Christmas lunch on the table at I think 3 o'clock or 3:30, it could have even been pushing 4, I realized I hadn't even had a shower. We'd been out for a surf, we'd done some fun stuff as a family, and I hadn't even had a shower. And just to have that whole relaxed nature, sit around eating and eating, you know, food that hadn't taken us hours to prepare, and just sort of doing things at a slower pace was just incredibly beautiful. So I really hope you guys had a Christmas that was enjoyable. I hope you're giving yourself some time off to relax and to recuperate. I actually got to the point probably just before Christmas that I couldn't listen to another podcast, another book, I couldn't put any more information into my head. And so I did nothing. I didn't even look at my phone really for a number of days. And today I've got back into some study that I'm doing, and it just feels so good. And I feel like I can retain information again. So make sure you're taking some time off to do what lights you up and what feels good to you. Yeah. Remember, you are your own guru. You know what is right for you. And if you're not letting yourself take a break, then you really need to sit yourself down and honor that. And if you're like me and you've got a, you know, I've got 3 out of my 4 motors defined, the biggest piece for me is getting out of my head. I've done a lot of physical activity, got back in my body, surfing, hiking, skating, loads of physical activity, lots of exercise. I did yoga this morning to get me back in my physical body. And now, you know, I feel that excitement again to get back into the learning. So I'm listening to my own internal guidance system. And what's more, being an MG, I'm really paying attention to those external clues and the things that are brought to me to respond to. You know, I couldn't find a podcast or a book or anything in December that really made me feel good. And of course, I didn't take that external clue. I didn't pay attention. I tried to force it. And of course, I couldn't find anything that I think I started 3 different books. Whereas now, I feel like today, not only did I have the inspiration that I really wanted to share this exercise with you guys, but I've jumped into some other learning that I'm doing, and it started a blog post, and then that actually started some other content for my membership. So all of a sudden, there's things to respond to. Like, I'm starting to see those things to respond to, and it's just like, you know, the content is flowing out of me. So yeah, pay attention to that. Pay attention to the things that come up for you, and they're, you know, if you're a generator or a manifesting generator, make sure these things are external of you. If you're just having ideas, obviously the biggest one example I can give you right now is that I'm sharing this experience with you, or this process that I do. And the funny thing was, I was just happily, you know, doing this whole process and then thinking about my planning at the same time. And Justin said to me, you know, you should share that. I'm like, oh, there it is. There is my invitation, or at least there is my opportunity to respond to something. So here I am sharing it with you guys. All right. So let's get into it. The reason why, or the purpose for the exercise that I'm about to give you, I feel like is a real energetic cleansing, okay? And I actually call it a realignment. Obviously, what comes to mind for me is like your tire realignment, but that's exactly the purpose of this exercise is, you know, when your tires on your car are out of alignment, you know, how they go a wobbly and the car actually uses more petrol and it all the parts, you know, they wear faster because your tires aren't going straight. They're not going in the most effortless flow. They're going a little bit wobbly all the time, which is drawing down so much more on all the parts of the car. So this is an exercise that I do for exactly the same reason. It's this realignment. It's really tapping back into where I've got out into my not self, where my not self is really turning up a lot. Where potentially I'm making my decisions from the mind instead of my solar plexus and my sacral. So it's just a super simple, easy process that we can all go through. And, you know, like for me, I probably do it as a quarterly check-in. And I'm actually going to run it. I've just decided as well, like talk about back in flow. I'm going to run it as a class in my pro membership, probably this month, I think. because it's going to be a really powerful tool for anyone that just needs to tune up quarterly or at any time, really, whenever you're feeling stuck energetically. And feeling stuck energetically to me feels really messy on the inside. It feels like I can't, you know, my thinking is all messy and all over the place. I can't complete anything. My attention is all over the place. I can't stay focused. So that's how it feels to me when my energy has got really stuck. So with my energy being stuck, it of course dawned on me that if my energy's stuck, I'm probably in my not self, and that I can do something about. So what I do is that first and foremost, you can go to mybodygraph.com. It's free. Put your details in there. And it actually will give you a bunch of not self questions for your undefined centers. Okay, so this is a great place to start. This is where I started. And then it occurred to me, you know, last year as I was building all this content, I'm like, we still get our not self turning up in our defined centers. So then I created a bunch of questions for those as well. So the whole process is literally to write out each one of your centers, whether it's defined or undefined. We start with the undefined, or at least I start with the undefined, because often this is where we tend to find the most cleaning or detoxing is required, okay? Because when we think about our undefined centers, this is where we are taking in the energy of the world. We're taking in the energy from everyone else. And if we are in our not self and we're identifying with other people's energy and we're taking on that stuff, it literally just gets stuck in our system and then creates unresourceful behaviors, right? So the not self questions are a great place to start to go, oh, all right, here we go. This is where I'm stuck. This is where I'm creating unnecessary stuff. And it's quite interesting because just in this moment, I have a defined throat, right? And one of the things that for all my clients and my members will know, I just have this annoying cough at the moment. And one of the questions for a defined throat is, you know, are you speaking too much? And this is definitely something that a trap that I've fallen into of speaking too much. And the thing that I need you to understand is the speaking too much from a defined throat actually comes from the not self, because it's coming from the not self because we're coming from a place of almost insecurity. I'm going to say insecurity. My ego doesn't like that word at all, but it is. It's a mild insecurity. Like, I'm so busy and not touching, you know, not grounding myself, not letting my solar plexus slow me down to be really aligned to my decision making and making sure that my yeses are still yeses 24 hours later or 3 days later or whatever. So what happens is that some level of lower self-worth and insecurity creeps in, and then my defined throat's just like, screw it, I'm just going to fill in the blanks, I'm just going to keep speaking. So one of the things that I've been noticing is where I do that. And I actually noticed a little bit earlier on this podcast that I was doing it, which, I wonder, is that an external thing? I'm speaking out loud and it actually gave me something to respond to give you guys a learning opportunity. I reckon that's a gray area. So you can see kind of how it works. What I want you to do is I want you to write down on a piece of paper, I want you to do two columns. One column is undefined not self, and the other column is defined not self. And then under those headings, what we're going to do is we're going to go through each of your centers. So let's start with your undefined centers. So if you have an undefined head, you're going to be thinking a lot about things that don't matter if you're in your not self, okay? So it's as simple as writing out the question, am I trying to answer everyone else's questions? Write that question out and then you just brain dump, okay? Just a brain dump. What I'm going to do actually is I'm going to go straight to the defined question for the head so that we can move through this quite quickly. And you can stop and start depending on your design as we go through it. Now, if you have a defined head, what you want to be conscious of is if you're in a not self, are you being overly self-critical and feeling pressured to make sense of your thinking? Are you being impatient with your thinking process? This is something I want you to journal on. You know, this might show up as this that inner critic just banging on the whole time. Write it out. Become aware of it. Awareness is, you know, 80% of any healing journey is when we become aware and we accept it. For me personally, I also do a forgiveness process that I do on this. So as I'm journaling, I'm answering it. So I'm doing a brain dump on all of these things, dependent on my design. And then I do a forgiveness process over the top of that to really cleanse and clear it. But you can do your own process, whatever that might be. Okay, let's go to Ajna. The undefined Ajna. This is in the not self is like it's pretending to be certain. Okay, so ask yourself, are you trying to be certain? Are you trying to convince everyone that you know the answers? Write it out. If you have a defined Ajna, are you making decisions from the mind? Oof, this is a great question, right? If you have a defined Ajna, are you feeling pressured to answer your own questions? You know, like getting stuck in that mental loop of trying to think your way out of things all the time. All right. The throat. All right. So if you have an undefined throat, this is all about in the not self trying to attract attention, right? You speak to attract attention. And the thing I hear time and time again from an undefined not self throat is, God, why does everyone listen to so-and-so? They say exactly the same thing as me, but no one listens to me. And that is the not self, yeah? Because you're not speaking when you have something to respond to, okay? So ask yourself, undefined throat, are you trying to attract attention through speaking? Yeah? And this is a speaking for speaking's sake. Not because someone has said something that you can respond to and that you can deliver that wisdom. Remember, an undefined throat, a lot of the wisdom comes from the ability to say what isn't being said, yeah, within the room. So you need to be able to hold, you know, your tongue and not fill space, because what comes out of your mouth is super precious, super precious. So yeah, are you speaking just to attract attention? Defined throat, are you talking too much? Yep, I could totally tick that box. Where are you losing the power of your words? Oh my goodness, this was gold for me. I realized that I was just so busy trying to get all the information across and do all the teaching that I wasn't actually holding space to listen for the things that I was needed to be responding to. This was really profound for me when I did it this time around. Loved it. Another question. Where could you remain silent? Gold. Huh? Yeah, we can all remain silent. Okay, let's move on to the G center. If you have an undefined G center, your not self is fixated on finding love and direction. You know, this for me, I learned a long time ago how powerful this was. It was like when I felt lost direction-wise, when my mind wanted certainty on purpose or direction and I was obsessing about it, the other thing I noticed I would do is I would then obsess about my relationship. I would be constantly looking for more love and I'd be like, oh my God, he doesn't love me. And making up stories that just are unresourceful, not self or ego stories. And it was all because I was in my not self. So if you have an undefined G center, are you looking for love or direction? Are you obsessing about your purpose or your relationship? Okay, that's all not self. Because if you have an undefined G center, you have many ways to fulfill your purpose, your destiny. You have many potential relationships and way to experience love. So much potential. You don't need certainty. You need to surrender. If you have a defined G center, the question you want to ask yourself is, are you suppressing who you are to make others happy? Yeah, right? It's Christmas. Have you been doing that? Have you just been the person people need you to be instead of being your truth? This is so profound because if you have a defined G center, you do operate from your higher self. You know, this is your higher self personality. It's not something that's created by the mind. It's your higher self energy. And if you're suppressing that with your not self, you are going to find yourself in a massive hole. This leads to depression. This leads to, you know, a total disconnection of your heart from your higher self. So if you're doing it, time to become aware of it and let it go. Let's move on to the heart center, also called the ego center and the will center. If you have an undefined heart center, this is where you're going to be feeling unworthy or undervalued. Okay. It's also the place where your self-worth lives. Okay. So do you think you feel, or at least do the question I want you to ask yourself is, do I think I have to prove something? All right. And trust what comes up, brain dump. All right. The defined heart center. Are you inflating your ability? Oh my goodness, this question was profound for me. I was saying, yes, I can do that. 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 Like I was literally overinflating my ability. I was not only not selfing in my solar plexus, I was not selfing in my heart center. I was, you know, backing the willpower pony and putting it all on her shoulders, all on her back, instead of stepping back, taking time, allowing my solar plexus to guide me and my sacral to guide me. I had totally put way too much on my defined heart center. So that was really profound for me. The other questions for a defined heart or will center is, are you being forceful? You know, not everyone has your willpower. Are you trying to force it onto others? The other question is, are you pushing yourself past capacity? And what I mean by capacity is that the will center, although a motor, is like the other three, the root center, the will center, and the solar plexus. They're all inconsistent energies. The solar plexus is a wave, the root is a pulse. The willpower is like a bank. So it needs to be filled up and then it can be used, but it has to be, the willpower energy has to be refueled through rest and restoration and recovery. So are you pushing yourself past there? All right, sacral, the sacral center. Okay, if you have, that sounded like Oprah. Oh my goodness, I'm channeling inner Oprah. Wouldn't that be cool? You guys are getting extra wisdom. I am channeling her through the quantum right now. Okay, so the sacral. If you have an undefined sacral, the questions that you, then what's going to come out with your not self is not knowing when enough is enough, all right? So, because what happens when you have an undefined sacral is that you're taking in everybody else's desires, everybody else's wants, everybody else's, you know, what they want to eat, what they want to do, what they... So it's really super important that you ask yourself the question is, do I know when enough is enough? Brain dump that. The other thing that... The other question that I've actually added to this isn't in my body graph, is... am I choosing other people's desires? Because this is something I see a lot in clients where they feel like, yeah, that's what I want. But of course it's not. They're taking in someone else's sacral energy, amplifying it and reflecting it back. So am I choosing other people's desires? That could be food. That could be exercise. That could be holidays. It could be anything, right? If you have a defined sacral, the question I want you to ask is, are you allowing other people to walk all over your boundaries? If you have a defined sacral, you're a generator. And one of the big things about being a generator is that in the not self, they feel obliged to do things, to say yes. Okay. Are you feeling obliged? Are you allowing people to walk all over your boundaries? Or do you not have boundaries? Is it time for you to do something about that? The other question is, are you saying yes when you mean no? Okay, find the no's that need to be no's and make them no's. Next, let's talk about an undefined solar plexus. So when we're in our not self in an undefined solar plexus, we're really avoiding confrontation. Okay, we're avoiding confrontation and truth. Because, of course, as a kid, with your undefined solar plexus and you're taking in and amplifying all the emotional energy around you from defined solar plexuses, that was really painful for you. So the not self tries to avoid that at all costs and ultimately creates peacekeeper behavior where you won't tell the truth, you'll avoid confrontation, you'll find other ways around, which often mean placating your needs, wants, and desires, okay? So the question I want you to ask is, am I peacekeeping and avoiding confrontation and truth? If so, where? All right? If you have a defined solar plexus, the questions I want you to ask yourself are you being impatient with yourself or life? Oh my goodness, I feel like it's a big fat yes every single time I ask myself this question. And no, not every time, especially these days. However, that is a biggie for me, that I will flip into impatience, especially because I'm an emotional MG. So I've got the sacral that's in the now, right, all the time saying, yep, no, yep, no, yep, However, my solar plexus is like, yeah, that might be a yes now, but we just need to chill, sister. Chill. Wait. Be patient. Okay, it's still a yes. So this is the question I want you to ask yourself. If you have a defined solar plexus, are you being impatient with yourself or life? The other question I really want to ask you, I want you to ask is, are you making spontaneous decisions? You know, this is something, again, powerful question for me because I realized that I was, I'm doing inverted commas, but you can't see me, going with the flow, right, over Christmas. And it was, that was fine. That was super cool because it was really, you know, I finally switched off and relaxed. But one of the things I wasn't doing was I wasn't doing things that fully used up my life force energy every day. Okay. So I wasn't feeling like I was putting all of this energy in. So let's say I was relaxing, I was having fun, I was swimming, but there was a lot of days that I would be quite, I would be quite immobile, you know, or we'd surf for an hour, but I need a lot more energy than that, right? Or not a lot more use of my life force energy. So I was just making spontaneous, go with the flow. And this really affects a generator or a manifesting generator. This can really affect your mood if you're not using up all of your energy in a day. So that was one, that little tweak that I'd, more about December than the Christmas holidays, I must admit. The Christmas holidays, I felt that this last week has been really a lot more physical. But December, like I wasn't using up all that energy and I need to because, I've totally got off point here, but this is super important for generators or manifesting generators. So yeah, are you making spontaneous decisions? All right, if you've got a defined solar plexus, you are not designed to make spontaneous decisions. Give it time, slow down, make the most of this time off and notice where you were doing it so that you can become aware and choose not to do it. Next is the spleen. If you have an undefined spleen, the not self is all about holding on to what's no longer good for you. This is really such a goodie, you know, like I have an undefined spleen and I also have gate 42 in my Chiron. I think it's gate 42 in my Chiron, which is all about endings, getting rid of old generational patterns, things that don't last, don't work anymore. And having an undefined spleen, I feel like unconsciously, this is the place where I started doing a lot of work before I even came to human design, you know, like cleaning out old patterns of beliefs, whether intergenerational beliefs or habits. You know, my dad, bless him, he's no longer with us, but he was an undiagnosed alcoholic. And even that metaphor, you know, like this was a generational thing that had been happening. I was never an alcoholic, but I did drink more than I wanted to. So now I don't drink. You know, I had a glass of bubbles on Christmas Day, but I don't drink. So the spleen, if you have an undefined spleen, like what are you holding on to that's no longer working for you? And alcohol was a big thing for me. I freaking knew it for a long time. You know, when I smoked in my 20s, I didn't do it for very long, but I just knew it wasn't the right thing for me. So I just stopped doing it. But the drinking, social drinking, that was something that took me a long time to let go of. And that is absolutely 100% not self behavior there. Okay. So ask yourself with an undefined spleen, am I holding on to what's no longer good for me? Now, this doesn't have to be something as big as drinking. It can be an old belief pattern. It can be an old behavioral pattern. It can be eating gluten. If you're gluten intolerant, get it all down on a piece of paper and take responsibility for it. Okay, if you have a defined spleen, you're in your not self if you're literally not listening to it. So ask yourself, are you ignoring your instinct or intuition? Are you ignoring those little whispers? Because they will go away if you ignore them. You will lose contact with the spleen because it is quiet. It's a one-time thing. It gets louder the more you listen to it. I have clients that are just like bombarded. I love, there's a story that I hear over and over again from Jenny. You've heard her on the podcast. If you're in the membership group, you've pro membership, you've seen her on the live calls. And she talks about her spleen, she actually has gate 57 in her personality sun. Her spleen decides before her mind and body even catch up, you know. And this is someone who's learnt to build the muscle to listen to the whispers. So they're no longer whispers. They're now very determined guidance, which is a great thing. So if you have a defined spleen, the other question I want you to ask is, are you taking time to make decisions or are you making decisions from the mind? The spleen is super fast. It's quick. It's spontaneous. If you're taking time to make decisions with a defined spleen, then you might be in your not self. Obviously, if you have a defined solar plexus, she takes trumps or he takes trumps. Okay, so you are designed to go slower. But with a defined spleen, notice what comes up. Okay. Okay, let's do the root center. The root center, if you have an undefined root center, this is the one I feel like far out. This is my greatest lesson or teacher because it just gives me the total irrits because I feel no matter how much work I do on my undefined root center, every time I do this exercise, I'm like, whoa, have I actually learned anything? Far out. Anyway, so if you have an undefined root center, you feel like you're always in a hurry to get free of pressure. So I think you've heard me speaking on other podcasts that this year, 2021, I'm really going to focus on time and being abundant with time. And I think a lot of this does come from my not self undefined root center, like always feeling this pressure to get stuff done, to get to the end of something so that I don't have that pressure anymore. And this is just not self-behavior. It's something that I can let go of. It's something that when I continue to notice it and practice making a different choice, and that choice is to relax into whatever I'm doing or creating or building, or when I can relax into that and trust that I have enough time and enjoy the process, oh my God, it feels so good. However, in December, oh my goodness, my not self had totally shown up. I felt the whole time that I was running away from pressure. I was just trying to get shit done to get away from that pressure. And that's not self. That's not being at my best. So if you have an undefined root center, I want you to ask yourself, am I in a hurry to get things done so I can be free of this pressure? Okay. And just write it all down. This is one I do a lot of forgiveness on. I might do it daily. Justin does have a defined root center, and I'm pretty confident that my mum has a defined root center as well. So this is something that has been in my life forever. But that's not to say that I can't decondition it. The more I relax into time and relax into the things that I'm doing and trust that I have enough time and identify that that pressure is not mine, it's a learnt energetic behavior, if you like, then I can just let it go. If you have a defined root center, I want you to ask yourself, are you forcing others to be productive? Now, this is something that, you know, I definitely believe my conditionings come from, is being around people that have forced me to be productive, whether that's been at school, even the way my mum was always on the go, like constantly moving. And my dad and I both have undefined root centers, and she would quite openly say, and bless my mum, I love my mum, she would quite openly call him lazy. And I, in turn, was like, oh, shit, maybe I'm lazy too. So the undefined root center can really take on that laziness conditioning. So if you have a defined root center, please know that that energy that you have, that consistent access to that pulse of productive energy, we don't all have it, okay? So be conscious. Are you forcing other people to be productive? The other question I want you to ask is, are you obsessing with productivity? And that the next obvious question for me is, are you addicted to stress? This is where people become addicted to adrenaline, addicted to the stress of work, addicted to being productive and getting shit done. This is actually a place where I see a lot of projectors get themselves into trouble because they have the energy of a defined root center and they're like, go, 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 go. And then they become so conditioned that they can be productive. They get addicted to that. And then when it's time for them to switch off, which inevitably it is being a projector, they feel a bit like lost in the wilderness, like, I need to be doing something. So are you addicted to the doing? Great question. All right. That is all the centers. That is all the questions. Take your time to revisit it. Sorry, I keep hitting my microphone. Take your time to revisit the questions, the podcast, especially as I said, if you've got a defined solar plexus, you need a few runs at things. And if you have a defined solar plexus and you have a defined sacral, do let yourself try things a few times. This is something I see a lot in myself. I've seen it in myself over the years, but I've seen it a lot in clients as well. The dance between the fast sacral and the slow solar plexus. The fast sacral says, let's just get it done. Let's do all the learning. Let's just, you know, run through it. And the solar plexus is like, I didn't even touch the ground on the first time round. Like, I need time. I need to sit with these questions. In fact, I need to put these questions down and come back and look at them later. So let yourself be and do this the way you're designed, the way it feels comfortable for you. Okay? All right, beautiful humans. It's been so lovely having you here. Good luck with your detoxing your energy, clearing out all the not self, becoming aware of it. Revisit this podcast quarterly because it's an absolute game changer exercise for getting you cleared out energetically to make space for all the good stuff that you're calling in in 2021, which is so just around the corner. All right, beautiful humans, thanks for joining, and I so look forward to having you next time. Bye for now. Thanks everyone for being here all the way to the end of the podcast. I hope you got lots of value out of it. I certainly had a lot of fun doing it. Could I please ask that you share this podcast with friends if you found it valuable? And also, bonus points, could you leave a review for me as well on Apple? It would be greatly appreciated. If at any point you would like to be on the podcast or you've got questions that you'd like me to discuss on the podcast, by all means, get on my socials and DM me. Everything you need is there in the show notes. Have an awesome day. Bye for now.